Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Tom Heathen, the president of Buscar, currently in Northern California out at the mine. First off, it's a brilliant day, nice and clear, not too windy. In addition, we were able to take a look at what we're faced with to do the work, first, the assessment work. We were able to take a look at the remains of the mine, the caved-in tunnel, and all of that. It looks like it's going to be a lot of work. I'm hoping that we can have all of this completed within a couple of weeks. Basically, the tunnel is pretty much wide open to the sky. It's approximately 5 feet wide. It's going to be a tight squeeze to get a skid steer in there, but we're hoping that we can be able to do that. We don't have the skid steer on site yet, but that's coming tomorrow, so we're in great shape there. In addition, we've got a meeting set up for the Forest Service for tomorrow, and we're going to do a show and tell, and they'll be able to understand better what we're trying to do. I'm looking forward to being able to get in there. There's currently four of us on site. Got a couple of trailers. Got a real nice trailer that I'm staying in. And we're going to be able to get equipment on site. We've been spending the last day and a half or so just setting up and getting everything ready. And we still have some work there to do. As far as the tunnel goes, said, you know, the only thing that we can see is that we've got a couple of the posts that were buried that are sticking up, charred on the top. We're going to have to pull those out of the way and fill those holes so that we can get back in there easily and not have to worry about running anything over. It looks like we've got multiple charred uprights that are going to have to be removed, but I think that's going to be fairly easy. Meanwhile, we're currently looking at the old metal door that we had to the mine. Because the heat was so intense, the doors warped. I think we're just going to have to pull that out and take it down to the recyclers and just let them recycle it. That means we're going to have to build a new door for the mine when we get to that point. We're also looking at, you know, the material around here. They've got a couple of three trees that are going to have to be removed. Hopefully when the MSHA inspector gets out here in a couple of days, we'll be able to get his approval to remove those trees, and then the Forest Service basically is going to have to go with what MSHA says. Other than that, all I can tell you is that we've got quite a job ahead of us. If everything goes according to schedule, we should be pulling out ore and have the tunnel that we dug off to the north from the main tunnel, have that cleared so that the support's in, and be able to get back there with the skid steer and hopefully be able to push it forward. I was looking at some of the material that has come down and collapsed into the tunnel area, and it looks like it's pretty soft. So we ought to be able to dig that out with a bobcat pretty easily. Meanwhile, all I can tell you is that we're going to be working as hard as we can. I've got my shovel. I've got my hard hat. I'm ready to go. We'll let you know what's going on a little bit later after we've had a week or so to work and hopefully be able to give you some good news. So anyway, I want to invite you guys to stay tuned to the podcast that we have. And again, all the podcasts will be posted on buscarcompany.com. And there's a button on the upper right-hand side that says podcast. Y'all have a great day.